Grace and peace be to you all, in the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The best way for us to enter into Holy Week is by watching Jesus ride to Jerusalem on a donkey. By observing the events of Palm Sunday, we get a window or a doorway into our whole faith, everything our faith is about. It's as if we're looking out of the gates of Jerusalem, watching Jesus come to us on a donkey and observing these events. And we're seeing a summary of everything that's going to happen in Holy Week and everything that happens in our faith. So today I just want to give you a real brief idea about how to enter into Holy Week. I want you just to think about four things entering into Holy Week today. Four elements of Palm Sunday that give us a doorway into the events that are going to happen in our Lord's last days, and also the things that make our faith what it is. I want you to think about these four things: the donkey, the promise, the palms, and the praises. These four things that are happening on Palm Sunday give us a good idea, a good teaching about how we should be approaching Holy Week. It begins with us looking out of those gates of Jerusalem and seeing Jesus come down the mountain on a donkey. Not exactly the animal you would expect a triumphant king to be riding on. It's as the hymn says, his chariot is humility. His chariot is humility. What Jesus is really riding on is humility. This is part of his humiliation, where he is going to be lowered to the point of total obedience, total submission to death. That is how his kingdom comes. But we need to know how to properly understand it. That's why we need the promise from God's word. When we watch Jesus on the donkey, we need the promise. And when we watch him on the cross, we need the promise from God's word to show us what this means. That's where the prophet Zacharias speaks up. Prophet Zechariah speaks up and he says, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." It's a prophecy, not just of what Jesus would do, but what it would mean. And there the prophet says he is just and having salvation. He's coming to us justly and with salvation. This is a good way to come to church on Maundy Thursday, looking for Jesus to be coming justly and with salvation. Remembering the donkey Palm Sunday, and then hearing the promise as you come to the Lord's Supper on Maundy Thursday. It's because of that promise that we can come in the humblest of forms of bread and wine, and know that Jesus is actually coming to us because of the promise. We see the donkey, we hear the promise, and then we're moved to lay down our palms. The people are laying down their palm branches because they're acknowledging who it is that's coming to them and what this means. We lay down our palms. We lay down everything. When we come to church on Good Friday, it is with hearts that are laying down everything. We're dropping everything that we're doing to set aside this one special day to come and observe the events of our Lord's death. We're laying down everything. It's about repentance. Repentance is how we receive Jesus' coming. Total repentance, where we are laying down everything, our sins, our guilt, our pride, our self-security, and we're watching Jesus come justly with our salvation. We're seeing the donkey on Palm Sunday, hearing the promise Monday, Thursday, laying down our palms on Good Friday, and finally lifting up our praises on Easter Sunday. Because there we see it's all been fulfilled. When Jesus rises from the dead, he proves everything that God has said to be true. The people are shouting out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Those words come from Psalm 118, the same psalm which talk about us entering the gates of righteousness, which talk about the day that the Lord has made, a special day the Lord has made, and how the stone which was rejected by the builders has become the chief cornerstone of our salvation. We've laid down our palms and lifted up our praises. At the same time, this is what our faith is all about, giving all glory to God and celebrating the fact that the resurrection makes our faith complete. Shows us the joy and promise of everything Jesus has come to do, that he is truly the Blessed One. The song we sing when we come to the Lord's Supper, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he," is because we are lifting up our praises to the one who brings us life. Just four things. Leave today with just four things and enter into Holy Week with just four things. Remembering his humility, remembering God's promise, remembering our repentance and his death, and remembering the reason we have to lift up our praises. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.